I'm very happy to be backstage with our maestro, Pablo Heras Casado. Pablo, congratulations on an exceptional first half and a warm welcome back to Philadelphia.
Thank you. It's great to be back in Philadelphia. I love the city so much and the orchestra, of course.
And they seem to respond to you so well. The Schubert Rosamunde Overture that you began with begins with such drama and then it evolves in unexpected ways. What's the biggest delight in conducting this piece for you?
Well, Schubert in particular is... He has a language of his own. I mean, of course, he's a product of the past. And I mean, you can feel, as I have conducted a lot of Schubert in the past, and especially the early symphonies and some small overtures, he starts a way of thinking of music, and especially orchestral music, which is very personal and particular. It contains a lot of lyricism, that drama, but in a very detailed and concentrated and intimate way. So even in the biggest form, like in this overture, it contains trombones and four horns, and so it's quite a big orchestra for its time. You need to find a very special focus on the quality of the articulation and the quality of every phrase and the detail, which particularly I like it very much. And this overture, I think it has also some Italian inspiration in the melodic inspiration, but also in the Allegro Vivace. There is something in the coda that reminds me a lot of some Rossini overtures, that he manages to make it sound like Schubert, but there is, of course, in the background some Italian and some light spirit in all his music. But there is a big sense of sophistication in the most simple and modest way when he's composing the melody.
And then the Samuel Jones Flute Concerto that you just premiered with Jeffrey Kaner is a remarkable piece. Do you like to come to your own conclusions before you work with the composer?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, in the end, there is a, let's say, a professional side of our job. I'm used to learn new repertoire every single week. And especially, I mean, I've premiered a lot of new music. And so I have a habit of trying to absorb and to create my own vision from the score. Even in the standard repertoire, I try to sound it as fresh as possible and as new as possible, because in the end, every composer tried to find a new path, a new conclusion, a new way, a new mood, a new also technical standards, a new language, even if it's the 16th and 17th, 18th century, in every period. So nowadays, every composer also in every piece tries to find a new perspective, a new view. And for me, it's something very natural. And of course, I think and I believe that composers also are expecting someone else's view and someone else's breath into the piece. And many times this would surprise even the composer himself.
And then you have a wonderful collaboration. Speaking of bringing something new to the standard repertoire, in a few minutes you'll be stepping on stage to conduct Brahms' Second Symphony. What unique quality do you, Pablo Heras Casado, wish to bring to this lyrical, great work?
Well, I cannot tell that because I'm not trying to bring a special quality from myself. I just try to bring the best from the score. And for that, I try to be really honest and try not to be, let's say, captive of any routine or any preconcept or prejudice or any tradition, which means that in some composers, sometimes it feels like I'm not talking about any particular orchestra, but in general, sometimes you feel that there is a baton for Bruckner's sound, a baton you click for Brahms' sound or for Mozart's sound. And I find this sometimes a little bit limited and short-sighted. So when approaching a piece like this one, my intention and my obsession is to bring out every single layer and quality of the piece. I mean, it's a lyric piece. It's a wonderfully pastoral and nostalgic piece, plenty of beautiful melodies, but we don't have to forget that Brahms also was someone who worked on the rhythmic side of his music in a very consistent and careful way, and inheriting what Beethoven did with his own symphonies. So structure and inner rhythm and rhythmic transformation of every motif is a very important part of it. So for me, bringing light and, let's say, structure and articulation to this big monumental piece is something essential.
You seem to think very deeply about it and you work with the orchestra very carefully. Is this something that you actually maybe lie in bed thinking about the details, or is it coming to life when you're in front of the orchestra?
Mostly when I'm in front of the orchestra, you know, when I'm away from the rehearsal room or the concert hall, of course, it's a continuous process of absorbing the music, absorbing the piece, the text itself, and trying to find new dimensions and new details and new aspects of the piece. But then until the moment that you face the material physically, and you start listening to that music and feeling even physically as a physical experience the texture, the weight of the sound, or the lightness, or the colors. Until that moment, I cannot have a plan for what am I going to do, because many times you would have lots of things already there. Many times you would find things that you were not expecting, and a different material to work with and to make it, to face it in a different way, or to find new aspects. So it's something that, it would be like painting before you have a canvas or and the colors. It's very hard to imagine until you have the material in your hands and in your ears.
Well, thank you so much, Pablo Eras Casado. We can't wait to hear you perform the Brahms, and thanks for sharing time with us.
Thank you. It's been a big, big pleasure. Thank you very much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.